Hey, a little bit of a lull in some of the proceedings around the Central Goldfields Shire today, but still lots of things happening and a fun one coming up on Friday. But first of all, let's talk about the MASH information session. I assume this has nothing to do with the old TV show.
No, I was just looking up at that, and actually I think our favourite, Houlihan, actually passed away recently.
Oh, really? Hot lips.
Mm. Yeah. But we'll... So that's sad, but we'll move away from that. This MASH stands for More Australian Solar Homes, and it's a bulk solar scheme that's a project that's been run by the Central Victorian Greenhouse Alliance. That's a group that works with 13 councils across Central and Northern Victoria working on environmental and renewable energy projects. So the information session, which is going to be next Wednesday, 6 till 7.30 at the Community Hub, will be an opportunity for people and also business owners. We're thinking about getting a solar power system to come along and hear about whether MASH would be the right solution for them. So you can learn everything there is to know about how solar power systems work, how you can link into electricity providers with that, how much it will cost, how it will be installed, so everything you need to know. So really encourage people to come along Wednesday, 9th of March, 6 or 7.30 at the Community Hub.
Okay. 24th of Feb, by the way, Sally Kellerman, a.k.a. Hot Lips Houlihan, passed away. So there you go.
Yeah.
85 she would have been, 84, 85. So, yeah, sad news. Not so sad is the fact that councillors Sproul and Murphy are participating in the world's greatest shave this Friday night.
That's right. So I think a lot of people have heard about the world's greatest shave before, and it is a very important fundraiser for the Leukaemia Foundation. Councillor Sproul and Murphy both sport very full beards, and so they have put their hands up for this Friday night, 7 o'clock, to have those shaved up to raise funds for the world's greatest shave. So I think actually Councillor Murphy might also be losing all of his hair. Ooh. I think he described himself, he will be a bowling ball at the end of it, which is probably relevant given he'll be at the Highland Society that has the bowls club. So really encourage people to get on and support the team. It's called Team Highland. And if you go onto the Leukaemia Foundation's website, World's Greatest Shave, look up Team Highland and you can make a donation there.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with having a bowling ball head, as I have got. The only trouble is if people try to bowl with that head, you know, the three spots, it's your mouth and your two nostrils, and that's not very comfortable when they're trying to get a shot away. So, and while you're there, too, with those beards, you want to shave off sort of 90% of any other hipster beards you see around the place? They're not my favourite.
Well, we could do that and raise even more money, but perhaps we should go tapping people on the shoulder and getting them to sign up.
Exactly. All right, well, that sounds like a lot of fun. It's for a great cause as well, so and we wish them well. I tell you what they will notice, though, when you take the beard off and certainly when you take the hair off, geez, you notice the difference in terms of temperature around the head. So there you go.
They're coming into the winter months as well, so yeah. I think we'll have some beanies being sported in the council chamber.
I was going to say, that's the go. Get the beanie. Hey, always good to chat, Lucy. Thanks for that, and we'll talk again next week.
Great, thank you.
Lucy Roffey, the CEO of the Central Goldfield Shire, on the Wake Up Call.